to tell you that the name of this song is North to Alaska. From the motion picture, I take my girlfriends to Alaska, that's how I get to know them. Now, this is a story of a girl who was a gold miner's daughter, but she didn't pan out. And she lived way up in Alaska where it really gets cold. I have an uncle who lives up there, and he said it got so cold one morning in the barn he had to milk with pliers. His teeth got chattering so bad he had to take them out and put them in his back pocket. Then he had to put them back in his mouth. They were chewing up the milk stool. My aunt had her appendix taken out, and they were chapped. My uncle said the only way he can get her up in the morning is to plug the electric blanket into the toaster and pop her out of bed. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Now, isn't that exciting? They found the Bonanza Gold, and then they split. And that was the first Bonanza split. Now, I used to make Bonanza splits when I worked in the drugstore. I was the manager of the soda fountain. I was the physician. And the owner finally became a malted millionaire. But that is where I met my wife. She come walking in one day. She wanted to buy some soap. She said, "Do you have any life, boy?" I said, "You just set the pace there, lady." Sam crossed the majestic mountains through the valleys far below. Isn't that exciting? You know, I was reading why these mountain climbers always tie a rope around each other. That's to keep the sensible ones from going home. He talked to his team of huskies as he marched down through the snow. Mush! That's what they holler up there. I know, I was in the Army. I was a photographer in Alaska, and my job was to photograph the eclipse. I was there 2 years. They only had one, and that happened on my day off. So I had a lot of time, and I became acquainted with this Eskimo girl. She just had money enough to burn up a wet mule. And she had this team of huskies. She had a chauffeur-driven dog sled. And I had a date with her one night, and we must have stayed out until about half past January. And she hooked up her huskies, and she hollered mush, and I hollered mush, and while we stood there mushing, somebody stole the sled. And it all happened north to Alaska, just a little southeast of Nome.